Chapter 8. Inside Carisbrook Castle. We waited for Ratsey's next visit and asked for his help. "We must change our appearance," Elzevir told him. "Can you bring us some old farm workers' clothes? We need a disguise."
"Certainly," Ratsey replied.
2 days later, Ratsey brought us the clothes and some brown dye for our hands and faces. "Your skin is too pale," he said. "Farm workers have dark skin from working outside. Now, tell me your plans."
"I've got many sailor friends along the coast from my contrabanding days," Elzevir told him. "I'm sure one of them will agree to take us to the Isle of Wight. When we get there, we'll stay with my friend Thomas. He owns the Drummer Inn at Newport."
"That's good," said Ratsey. "Now I must leave. Good luck, my dear friends, and I pray we'll meet again one day."
After he left, I asked Elzevir, "Do you think we'll ever return to Moonfleet?"
"I don't know, John," he replied. "I don't know."
There was something I had to tell Elzevir before we left the following day. "I love you like a father, Elzevir, and I can't hide my plans from you," I said. "I'm going to Moonfleet to see Grace before we leave." Elzevir was worried, but he knew Grace was my dear friend. He sighed and said, "Be careful, John. You're very precious to me." When we put on our farm workers' clothes and dyed our skin, I looked at Elzevir and said, "We're farm workers now. Nobody will recognize us."
"I hope you're right, boy," he replied.
It was strange to be in Moonfleet again. I passed the church and the cottages. I didn't stop till I reached the manor house. Grace didn't recognize me when she opened the door, until I spoke. "Hello, Grace," I said.
"John? Is that you?" she said,
and her wonderful smile filled me with joy.
"Come in. We can talk because the housekeeper is at the market."
For a while we talked and forgot all our problems. Then Grace grew sad and said, "Please, John, forget about the diamond. It will only bring you bad luck." I didn't agree, but I said nothing. Soon it was time for me to leave. I hugged Grace and said sadly, "I don't know when I'll see you again." "I'll light a candle in my bedroom window every night," Grace promised. "If you sail near here, you'll see the light and find your way back to Moonfleet." "I don't think we'll ever sail near here," I said to myself, but I didn't tell Grace my thoughts. It was hard to say goodbye, but I couldn't stay any longer. Elzevir was waiting for me. I reached the cave in the quarry. "We must leave quickly," Elzevir said. "A boat will take us to Newport." Elzevir's plan went well. We sailed to Newport and slept at the Drummer Inn. It was nice to sleep in a comfortable bed again after all the nights lying in the sand and dirt of our cave. Elzevir spent the next few days trying to find a way to enter Carisbrook Castle. I found some old books and was happy to sit around and read. Elzevir was out most of the days, and he returned late in the evenings. He told me that the castle was used as a prison and was full of French prisoners. He had met several of the guards and drunk with them in the inn. They believed he was a sailor waiting for the next ship out of Newport. The guards were now his friends and had taken him into the castle with them. He had even seen the well. "I think we can get into the well now that the guards know me," he said, "but we won't be able to do it without the help of the man who guards the well house. That's a problem."
"Why?" I asked. "Don't you trust him?"
"No," Elzevir replied. I had to tell him that there is treasure in the well, but I didn't tell him where it was. He agreed to help us get into the castle if we pay him a third of the value of the treasure.
"When will we do it?" I asked.
"Tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, answered Elzevir. "We'll dress like workers and carry buckets and tools. We'll say we're going to repair the wall of the well. You'll be lowered into the well in a bucket.
We left the inn early the next day, dressed in Ratsey's worker clothes. Elzevir knocked on the castle door, and it was opened immediately. It was clear that we were expected, and we were taken past sleepy guards to the well house, where the guard was waiting for us. I was a little nervous about going inside the well. Elzevir used a rope to mark a depth of 80 feet. Then he and the guard lowered me into the well inside a very big bucket. It was dark and cold in the well. I was scared, but also excited. At first, when I looked at the wall, I didn't see anything. Then I noticed a faint Y sign on one of the bricks. "The sign of the Mahoons," I whispered. This was incredible. I pulled the brick out excitedly. Behind it, there was a small bag. My hands were trembling as I took the bag, looked inside, and saw a beautiful diamond shining brightly. "I've got it! I've got the diamond!" I shouted. I put the bag inside my jacket and held it to me tightly. Elzevir and the guard raised the bucket slowly, but as it reached the top of the well, the guard suddenly lifted a stone and hit Elzevir on the head. My friend fell to the ground. The guard pulled out a knife and said aggressively, "Give me the treasure, boy." I was terrified, but I held the bag tightly. Then everything happened very quickly. Elzevir shouted, "Get out of the bucket, John!" The guard turned round in surprise. He had thought that Elzevir was unconscious or dead. He lifted his knife, but before he could use it, Elzevir threw himself at the guard with all his strength. The man fell backwards over the wall into the well. His body made a dreadful sound as it hit the bottom. "I wanted to stop him," said Elzevir, horrified, "but I didn't intend to kill him. Now this diamond has caused the death of the guard, and who knows what bad luck it will bring us in the future. I think it's cursed." I held the diamond tightly and said nothing. "We must leave quickly, before the other guards miss their friend and get suspicious," Elzevir said. And we left the castle as quickly and quietly as we could.